Unit 8, page 75. Reading. Exercise 5.
Curious minds. What makes a great scientist? Maybe it's hard work or an interest in understanding how the world works. Yes, these things are important. But one thing that many scientists have in common is that they like to observe, watch, the world carefully. Whether it was Newton watching the apple fall from the tree, or Archimedes watching the water spill out from his bath, scientists like to watch things happen and then start thinking, why? Then they investigate a little bit more, and what they discover tells us more about the world we live in. Two of the 18th century's greatest discoveries started in exactly this way. One day in 1748, 12-year-old James Watt was sitting in the kitchen when his aunt started to heat water in a kettle. He was watching the kettle boil when the lid began to jump up and down. He was curious about it and decided to experiment. He held the lid of the kettle down and noticed that the steam came out of the spout. When he took his hand away, the lid started moving again. James realized that the steam had great power. It was an experiment he never forgot, and years later, he used the ideas to improve the design of the first steam engine. Another scientist whose observations changed the world was Edward Jenner. Back in the late 1700s, there was a terrible disease called smallpox. It killed many people and left many others with horrible injuries. It was an awful disease, and there was no cure. Jenner wanted to do something to help fight the disease. One day, he was watching some women working on a farm. The women were getting milk from the cows. While he was watching the women, Jenner had an idea. He knew that fewer people caught smallpox in the countryside than in the city. He also knew that people who worked with cows often caught a disease called cowpox. Cowpox was a less serious disease than smallpox. It made people sick but didn't kill anybody. Jenner started to wonder if getting cowpox stopped people from getting smallpox. He decided to test his ideas with the help of a very brave boy called James Phipps. He took some cowpox disease and gave it to James. James caught cowpox and was sick, but got better soon afterwards. Then Jenner gave James smallpox. Thankfully, James never developed the disease. Jenner's discovery was very important for two reasons. First, because Jenner discovered a way of stopping the spread of smallpox, and second, because he created the world's first vaccine. Since Jenner's discovery, vaccines have been used around the world and have saved millions of lives.